Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hi, my name is Gary McCulley, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I'm talking with Aaron Delp, Director of Product Marketing, Emerging Technologies for NetApp. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Tell me a little bit about what you do at NetApp.
So I actually came in through the SolidFire acquisition. I've been with SolidFire and NetApp in one way or another for about 3.5 years now. Until recently, I actually was running a team we called the solutions team. And so think of it as a bunch of architects that go out and design solutions in our industry. How did we make, at the time, SolidFire storage work with VMware, work with OpenStack, work with other things in the industry? And then I recently made the transition over to the marketing department to really focus on the emerging technologies and what's next for NetApp.
The acquisition was big news, at least in the enterprise storage space. Tell us a little bit behind some of the motivation of why NetApp was interested in a company like SolidFire.
It really goes into the idea of what's next. For us, it was, how do you take NetApp and everything NetApp has done and everything that has made NetApp so successful over the years, and then how do you complement that portfolio? How do you create a portfolio of products that is very additive? Because most folks in the industry, myself included, really considered NetApp a storage focused company, and more specifically a one or two product storage focused company. But we're moving into a portfolio world where we have a broad range of products in our portfolio, each of them with different use cases and solving different problems.
Now, SolidFire kind of advertises their product mix, at least one of them, as an all-flash array, latest, fastest storage media. Talk a little bit about what benefits that might bring to the customers.
The all-flash array space really was designed, or really the origins of it was, how do I make a handful of applications go really, really fast, right? I have a database that I haven't been able to get the performance out of it that I want it to. And SolidFire actually came about it in a slightly different way. It was all about, how do I create this concept of the next generation data center? How do I manage hundreds to thousands of applications and guarantee each of them their own workspace, if you will? So for us, flash became a necessary medium on which the storage was built because it allowed us to do predictable performance. It was just the right tool for the job. But at the end of the day, it may have solved the problem maybe very differently than others in the market did, which ultimately I think is a huge credit to NetApp and their vision and why they ultimately purchased SolidFire.
The all-flash array component is part of this next generation data center. It's not just a nice-to-have thing, but it's something that's very critical and strategic to business.
The trend of infrastructure in our industry has really been towards workload consolidation, scale, and simplicity through automation. If I take those trends and I apply them towards what's next in the data center, we solve one basic problem: no more silos of resources. Engineers and architects running data centers today, they're just sick of all the islands that are popping up in their data centers and all the different management points they have and they're now responsible for. And this led to this concept of, there's too much care and feeding going on in today's data center. And because that infrastructure has a certain amount of inefficiency in it, we can't scale and we can't focus on higher level work that is just more important to our business, right? There's a running joke, no CEO ever said great job provisioning those servers, right? They want the business to go faster, right? And so NGDC is an answer to this very basic fundamental problem. NGDC, Next Generation Data Center, is all about creating large dynamic pools of resources. You know, think of them as pools of storage, pools of compute, pools of networking, that is then managed through APIs. And what does that mean in practice? Well, if you apply NGDC principles, consolidation, scale, simplicity, automation, if I'm managing my infrastructure through APIs, I get some really great benefits. I can now hand over certain tasks to be automated by developers. I can integrate them into the existing tools I'm already using in the data center today. And I have the flexibility of, if I ever need to move that control plane as my infrastructure needs change, I'm able to do that as well. I'm not locked in. I'm not creating islands. Next generation data center is all about providing that ability to scale in a predictive manner and a repeatable manner, while at the same time simplifying operations.
Define hyperconverged infrastructure. And then I'd like to ask how your customers are using hyperconverged infrastructure to help them on their journey to this next generation data center.
If we think of it as SDDC, software-defined data center, on top of commodity hardware managed by a central API or a central control plane for operations, that's HCI, right? And what did it solve? What were the problems? The first generation of HCI was all about simplicity of operations and a really, really fast time to market. At the same time, created some limitations, but it solved a very, very necessary problem in the data center. HCI is a combination of an easy button and also, I'm going to severely date myself, the old Intel processors back in the day that had the turbo button on the front of the case. I had one of those, and you know, the first thing you did is you pushed the turbo button in because you wanted to go fast. HCI is all about going faster while at the same time creating simplicity. And so if you go back to my definition of NGDC, we've solved the velocity problem. We've solved the simplification problem. But the other half of that definition of NGDC is consolidation and scale. We haven't solved that problem. HCI until now at times has even created even more islands of resources. And so we saw some early use cases of, like, say, VDI environments or databases. And most of the time use cases have been single applications, maybe a handful of applications. We went faster and it was easier, but we made the consolidation problem potentially even worse.
Okay. I understand NetApp recently announced the hyperconverged infrastructure product. Talk a little bit about that and how it addresses the needs of this next generation data center.
Our customers really asked us to step back and take a look at the state of HCI in the industry. They wanted the ability to treat HCI as an open system and not a closed black box. If I want to attach external resources with NetApp HCI, I can. If I want to move my data to my existing NetApp infrastructure, I can. I can do that very easily. As I mentioned earlier, we found some limitations in the first generation of HCI products. And think of NGDC and HCI as a journey, and it's all kind of coming together. And that journey has a series of problems that need to be solved to get to that end state we really desire. And so if that end state is I want to scale and I want to manage, let's just say, hundreds to thousands of applications from a single control plane, how would you even go about doing that? Well, so the first step is you need to be able to, of course, scale efficiently. NetApp HCI scales very differently and very efficiently because no data center grows linearly across all those dynamic pools. They never consume storage, compute, and memory at the same amount. And so the concept of adding a node that adds to all of those pools at once is at best inefficient and insane at worst. Then there's step two. Okay, great. We've been able to scale. How do you then run hundreds to thousands of applications? How do you consolidate all those workloads and have them be predictable and guaranteed in their performance? You don't want to have to depend on things like data locality or live in fear of a workload coming in and hogging all the resources. We call that noisy neighbor. You can't manage all of those applications unless you can properly isolate and give each application their own swim lane. So that's step two. If I move on to the third one is, okay, great. I have an environment that scales. I now have the ability to provide predictable performance. How do you manage that? Do you have a GUI with an operator clicking buttons, you know, to hundreds to thousands of applications? No way, right? That is the worst way you can possibly approach this. And so you have to have automation. And so NetApp HCI manages all of this by moving that control plane into the tools the data center architects are already using today. We have, again, a very open system that meets our customer needs and will not force them into a closed ecosystem with limitations.
Those are things like load balancing and integrated management systems, things like that.
Exactly. And so think of it this way, too. What are the tools folks in a data center are typically using today? Well, the vast majority are using VMware for virtualization. The best thing we want to do is if somebody is using that tool for the vast majority of their time, integrate into that tool. Move the control plane of our environment into that tool. So you're not going to a separate tool. You're not going to a separate place. And then allow all of the aspects, you know, the mature products on the back end. You have very mature storage in SolidFire storage behind NetApp HCI and very mature products at the virtualization layer with VMware vSphere, and allow them to complementary really solve all the problems we need for load balancing and scale. Some things we'll solve in one layer, some things we'll solve in another layer, and the integration points are so tight, it actually becomes difficult to figure out which one is solving it at any given time.
For those listeners that might be interested, what's the best way for them to get more information or get started?
By far, the easiest way, of course, is NetApp.com, and then from there, you can drill down into the HCI solution specifically, as well as many of our other products in the portfolio as well.
Well, great. Thank you, Aaron, and best of wishes at NetApp.
All right. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate your time today.